继续来看提摩太前书第六章。
Let's continue to study 1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章的第二部分就是应该追求的事情。
The second portion of 1 Timothy chapter 6 discusses things that we should pursue.
在第六章的第一节到 第二节。
From chapter 6 verse 1 to verse 2.
我们看第一节。
Let's read verse 1.
在轭下做仆人的，应当以自己的主人备受十分的恭敬，免得神的名和道理被人亵渎。
Let as many bondservants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, so that the name of the God and his doctrine may not be blasphemed.
仆人有信主的主人，不可因为与他弟兄就轻看他，更要刻意服侍他，因为服侍之益处是信道蒙爱的。
And those who have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather serve them because those who are benefited are believers and beloved.
这个就是说我们在属灵的关系不会影响我们在世界的关系。
That is to say, our spiritual relationship doesn't affect our secular relationship.
比方说你的老板带你来教会信耶稣。
For example, if your boss brought you to church to believe in Christ.
他在公司他是你的老板。
In the company, he is your boss.
那洗礼完之后，我们是弟兄啊。
And after you are baptized, then you are brothers.
所以现在回到弟兄，他就变成不是老板，他是我弟兄啊。
And so now, you go back to work. He's no longer your boss, but he's your brother.
那你就不把他当老板看了。
And then you don't treat him as you should treat your boss.
这不对的。
This is incorrect.
所以这里说你既然是仆人，你在社会上什么身份，你洗礼还是那个身份。
And so since you are a bond servant in society, after you're baptized, you are still a bond servant.
我们教会有一些信徒真的是当老板。
In our church, we really have believers who are bosses.
但是有的就是请教会的信徒的在公司做事。
And they actually hire believers from church to serve as their employees.
发现这个信徒有两种。
And so you find that these kind of believers are of two forms.
有一种他很感谢没有工作你找我到你公司我非常感谢。
The first type is that they are very thankful that they didn't have a job, but now you have hired me as an employee.
但是另外一种就是你没有办法要求他。
And the other type is that you can't ask anything or demand anything from them.
因为他跟你觉得他是平等的，我们是教会的弟兄姊妹，你怎么可以要求我做什么？
Because they feel that we are on the same level, so how can you demand anything from me?
那你如果请外邦人，你可以要求他。
But if you ask an unbeliever or hire an unbeliever, then you can ask anything of them.
所以有一些教会在当老板，到最后他全部都不请主内的。
And so some believers who are bosses, they actually make it a point not to hire believers in church.
请外面比较好讲话。
Because it's much easier to deal with people who are unbelievers.
那这个圣经就是告诉我们我们在社会上什么身份，你信主还是什么身份。
And so what the Bible is telling us, like whoever you are in society, after you're baptized, you are still that person.
所以要敬重我们的主人。
So we need to honor our master.
那第二个就是我们要追求的事情，就是十一节。
And the second thing we must pursue is recorded in verse 11.
我们看十一节。
Verse 11.
你这个属神的人要逃避这些事，追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔。
But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and gentleness.
什么是逃避？就是不要花时间，花你的精力在那个事情上。
What does it mean to flee something? It means to not spend your time or your effort on that thing.
那怎么样叫做追求？就是花时间，花力量用心去做。
But what does it mean to pursue something? It's to spend your time and your effort and your strength on going after something.
那这接下去他就列出了六点。
And there are six items in this list here.
这是我们要追求的一个内容。
And this is the content of the things we should pursue.
保罗告诉提摩太，这个是你人生的目标。
Paul tells Timothy, these are the goals of your life.
你要追求。
And you should pursue these things.
所以我们在年轻的时候要有一个属灵的理想。
And so when we are young, we should have a spiritual aspiration.
那为什么要追求？
Why should we pursue these things?
看十二节。
Verse 12.
你为真道打美好的仗，持定永生。你为此被召，也在许多见证人面前已经做那美好的见证。
Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life to which you are also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses.
所以到最后保罗提到的就是永生。
So Paul raises the issue of eternal life here.
我们追求这些事情有今生的好处也有永生的福分。
The things that we pursue here have bring about benefits in this life and a promise for the next.
这是值得我们花时间力量去做的。
As such, these are worthy of our time and effort.
公义。
Righteousness.
亚伯兰老的时候99岁神向他显现。
When Abraham was 99 years old, God appeared to him.
你要在我面前做完全人。
He said, you will be blameless in my presence.
那个完全人就是这里讲的公义。
And so this blameless characteristic is here described as righteousness.
就是我们一切都是对的。
That is, everything we do is correct.
我们的生活在神看起来是对的。
That our lifestyle is correct in the eyes of God.
我们的用钱方式在神看起来是对的。
The way we use money is right in the eyes of God.
这个叫做公义。
And this is what it means to be righteous.
我们的人际关系在神看起来是对的。
That our personal relationships with everyone is correct in God's eyes.
第二个是敬虔。
And the second item is godliness.
God, 敬虔我们就是说在我们生活能够把神的本性反映出来。
And godliness means that we can reflect the characteristics of God in our daily living.
在雅各书里面提到两个重点。
In the book of James, there are two key points.
第一个是爱心。
First is love.
看顾孤儿寡妇。
To look after the orphans and to look after the widows.
就是有爱心看顾那需要我们照顾的。
That is to look after and care for those who need us.
第二个叫保守自己不沾染世俗。
And the second key is to preserve ourselves in, against the secular things.
这个就是圣洁。
And this is what it means to be holy.
所以这个敬虔一个就是公义一个就是圣洁。
And so,
一个爱心一个是圣洁。
And so there's two facets to godliness. The first is love and the second is
一个爱心一个圣洁。
Love and holiness.
第三个是信心。
And the third item here is faith.
再下是爱心。
And next is love.
再来是忍耐。
And then patience.
再来是温柔。
And gentleness.
这些都有今生跟来世的好处。
And all these virtues bring about benefits in this life and the next.
我们常常发现信仰越追求，我们家庭会越幸福。
We might find that in the pursuit of our faith, our family life becomes more fulfilling.
婚姻会越圆满。
That our marriage becomes more fulfilling.
所以很多家庭的问题其实是信仰问题。
So a lot of the times, the problems we have in our family reflect problems in our faith.
有很多婚姻问题其实是信仰问题。
Many marital problems arise out of problems with our faith.
如果真的婚姻发生问题，
if your marriage has an issue or a problem,
当然你也可以到外面去找一些协谈辅导。
Of course, you can go out and see a marriage counselor.
但是在教会里面也是很有效的。
But you can also turn back to church; it's very effective.
把圣经翻开来看，哪个地方有错？
You can open the Bible and point out what is right and what is wrong.
要悔改。
And you need to repent.
接下去祷告。
And then you pray.
你被圣灵充满。
And you're filled with the Holy Spirit.
神的爱充满你。
And the love of God fills you.
给你力量。
Which gives you strength.
你婚姻就没有问题啊。
And this will solve your marital problems.
这是最直接有力量的方法。
And this is the most direct and most powerful, effective way.
所以我们在这个属灵上的追求有今生的好处，有来世的好处。
When we pursue these spiritual virtues, it brings about benefit in this life and benefit in the next.
好，那十八节开始。
Starting from verse 18.
就提到我们另外一个追求的目标，要在好事上富足。
Another pursuit we should have is to be rich in good works.
我们看十八节。
Let's read verse 18.
要嘱咐他们行善，在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供给人。十九节。
19.
为自己积成美好的根基。预备将来叫他们持定那真正的生命。
Verse 18, let them do good, that they may be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life.
有很多人对自己的人生很有计划。
There are many people who have a lot of plans for their personal lives.
哦，他还没有退休，已经在想这个退休以后这个 401k 要积多少钱。
And even before they retire, they make plans about how to invest their 401k and how to manage that.
哦，所以你退休以后没有忧虑。
So that after you retire, you don't have any worries.
哦，但是如果我们要想到远一点哦，就照这一节来做。
But if you want to think even further out to the future, we should act according to the verses here.
这一节是说你死了以后怎么办？
These verses are directed toward what happens after you die.
401k 是你还没有死以前你怎么办？
The 401k matter has to do with before you die.
你有钱啊，你没有忧虑啊。
You have money, but you might have worries.
啊，这一节是说你死以后你很富有。
But these verses talk about how to be abundant after you die.
所以19节。
Let's read verse 19.
为自己积成美好的根基。
Storing up for themselves a good foundation.
那是什么？
What is this?
预备将来要持定那真正的生命
that they may lay hold of eternal life.
所以在好事上富足就是要将来在天国有美好的根基从神要得到赏赐
And so to be, when you are rich in good works it establishes a good foundation by which God rewards you in the eternal life.
所以一个人如果懂得用神赐给我们的各种不同的恩典来爱神爱人，这个是一个最有智慧的生活方法。
If a person understands how to use the talents and gifts from God to love God and to love man, this is the wisest approach to life.
因为这个会积成美好的根基在天国。
Because by doing this, you will establish a good relationship, a good foundation in heaven.
我们将来丰丰富富进天国。
And we can enter heaven in all abundance.
有一个弟兄啊，捐了很多钱为教会做一件圣工。
There was a brother once who donated a lot of money for church work.
然后有人就问他为什么。
And someone asked him why he did that.
然后他就在讲一个例子。
And so he gave an example.
他说公元大概2000年了，我们那个科技正在发达的时候，dot-com的时代，它很高。
And so he said back in the early 2000s, we had the dot-com boom.
其实那个时候很多信徒，他只要献11捐给教会，要盖会堂都没有问题。
And so many of those members, if they actually offered 10% or the tithe to the church, no church would have any problem building a chapel.
但是十一捐捐不出来，股票掉了，在想啊，当初我如果献多好，当初已经太慢了。
But they didn't offer the tithe, and then the stocks fell, and they regretted that they hadn't offered tithe, but it's too late.
所以这个弟兄他就想啊，那个时候有教会里面有很多百万富翁。
And so that brother thought that during that time there were so many millionaires.
但是很少人真的利用那个机会。
But very few people actually took hold of that opportunity.
所以后来神是一个机会给他赚到钱。
And so God later on gave him an opportunity to make some money.
他真的尽了力量。
And he tried his very best.
要把这个圣工做好。
To complete this holy work properly.
他献了不少。
And so he donated quite a bit of money.
因为他知道这是机会。
Because he understood that this was an opportunity provided by God.
所以当神赐给我们有各种不同的才能，不只是这里讲的钱财。
And so if God gives us various gifts and talents, not just the money that's described here.
要在好事上富足。
Let's strive to be rich in good works.
每一个好的事情，我们要投资投入进去。
And so for any good work, we should invest ourselves into it.
那我们将来在天国就有赏赐。
And by doing so, we will be rewarded in heaven.
所以这个是最有智慧的生活方法。
So this is the wisest form of living.
就懂得把神给我们的用到神的事情上。
To understand that we should take what God has given to us and apply it to God's matters, God's works.
懂得把神的恩典跟别人来分享。
To understand to share God's blessings that we have received with others.
那因为有天国的赏赐。
And because that will bring about a reward in heaven.
我们一辈子就不虚空。
And in our entire lives, we'll never feel this emptiness.
我们的生活就很有价值。
And our life will be very valuable.
因为你有天国的赏赐。
Because we have a heavenly reward.
所以这个哥林提摩太前后书到最后的总结就在这里。
And so this is the conclusion of the letters of 1st and 2nd Timothy.
要积成美好的根基。
That we can build a good foundation.
要预备将来到天国得到赏赐。
To prepare ourselves to be rewarded in the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们这几节课的查考，如果能够带给我们在生活上一个很大的改变。 那我们呢，这个几节课就非常有意义。
And so in these few sessions of classes, if they can bring about a transformation or a change in our lives, then it was well worth our time here.
那我们现在要来祷告。
So now we're going to pray together.
我们服侍神最重要的基础就是我们跟神的关系。
The most important foundation of our holy work is the relationship we have with God.
圣经每一个人神所用的人都跟神很亲密。
If you look in the Bible, every person who worked for God had a really good relationship with God.
所以我们要服侍神，先要栽培我们，培养我们跟神的亲密。
And so if we want to serve God, we need to draw ourselves and cultivate our intimacy with God.
那个就是从祷告来的。
And this comes about through prayer.
把我们的心打开了，用心来触摸神。
That we open our hearts to touch God.
用求神来进到我们里面。
And invite God to enter into our hearts.
使我们跟神能够非常亲密。
So that we can have a close relationship with God.
我们最后还有半个钟头。
So finally, we'll make a 30 minutes.
我们来亲近神。
And use this prayer to draw near to God.
让我们为教会的圣工来代祷。
That we can pray for the holy work in our church.
你各个地方教会有不同的圣工为了代祷。
All the various regions have different types of holy work that need our prayers.
还有我们各种不同的需要，我们都可以来祷告。
And all of us have various needs. We can pray about all these things.
欢迎诸位到前面来祷告。
So we invite everyone to please come to the front to pray.
我们现在一起来祈祷。
Let's pray.